Well, the trade union movement wanted to, I mean, give people, and not just trade unionists, an opportunity to come together and to demonstrate their revulsion against the cruel death of Kieran Doherty last Wednesday, and to show the solidarity with the Doherty family. So we'll be doing that at 5 o'clock Tuesday afternoon in Guildhall Square.
And I suppose the intention would be to send a message to those responsible that people don't want to see this kind of stuff anymore. It's back to the dark ages.
Well, it's yes, indeed. It's to say, sir, we don't go back there, that these things were wrong when they were done back in the dark ages, and they're wrong now. And sort of it's even more starkly the case that they're wrong now, because they're not happening against the background of the intensity of the conflict that there were was going on some years ago. So I think it's an overwhelming feeling in Derry, sort of, that they don't want this type of thing to happen.
And obviously not wishing to dilute the personal tragedy here and the hurt that people feel, but Derry itself, this is not how people want their city to make the headlines.
Well, I don't think it's how any city wants, you know, to make the headlines in Derry. You know, it's an ordinary place in many ways, where people live ordinary lives and want to get on with living their ordinary lives. And the brutality of this particular killing, not just the fact that Kieran Doherty was killed, but the manner in which he was killed and the way in which his body was left. And I think this has sent a shudder through many people in Derry.